This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Finding a balance between tragedy and comedy, and between poetry and realism. It's a common element in this year's Southwest Irish Theater Festival. Classics from the early and late 20th century, as well as works by contemporary Irish playwrights, will be presented this month and next in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. With us this morning is one of the organizers of the second local Irish Theater Festival, UNM Professor Emeritus and Dubliner, Alan Hudson. Alan, good morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's great to have you with us. Why an Irish theater festival in Albuquerque and in New Mexico?
In the late 20th century, and now in the 21st, there have literally been hundreds of plays that have been written by Irish playwrights, some of whose names are very familiar to us in Albuquerque, in particular Martin McDonagh, Conor McPherson. But there are many, many more, like Marina Carr, whose names are less familiar to us in Albuquerque, and I really wanted to create the possibility of doing plays by these playwrights. And so with my colleague Frank Melcori, we canvassed local theaters to see if they would be willing to participate, and they all were, enthusiastically, I might add.
A very important part of producing Irish plays is getting the language right. Pronunciation, accent is essential to that.
Yes.
You are sharing your expertise to a certain degree in making sure that that works.
Yes, that's true. Being a linguist, of course, the fact that I am from Dublin and having an ear for accents and for languages in general, it usually falls to me to coach the dialects in these shows. It did the last time and this time too. But where accent is an issue, there's sometimes a tug of war between getting the accent as authentic as possible and getting the acting as good as possible. And the acting has to prevail over the accent. And so I think the right decision has really been made about accent, which is generally speaking that less is more.
So more of a suggestion.
That's right. And a reminder to the audience that these are Irish people for the next 2 hours. This is an Irish locale. This is an Irish play.
An important element of this year's festival is that you're going to have two very distinguished guests.
Absolutely, yes. Marina Carr, who is a very prominent, quite young, modern Irish playwright. And the last time around, we did one of her plays. And this time round, we're doing another play of hers, The Cordelia Dream, which is being done by Theatre Work in Santa Fe. And the great news is that Marina Carr is going to come to Santa Fe for the opening night, March 21st. And then the following morning, she will host an open house at the James Little Theatre in Santa Fe. And Patrick Fitzgerald, who is the author of Gibraltar, which is based on Leopold Bloom's day wandering about the city of Dublin and Joyce's Ulysses. He is going to be coming to town for the opening night of that, April 11. And the morning after that, he will hold an opening house at the Ox Dog Knob Hill Theater. So this is just absolutely terrific that these two wonderful people are going to be coming and participating in the festival. It's a great compliment to us that they're interested in doing that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Alan Hudson is the co-organizer of the second Southwest Irish Theater Festival, which opens this weekend with Sean O'Casey's Juno and the Paycock at Albuquerque's Vortex Theater. And the festival continues through April in both Albuquerque and Santa Fe. For information, visit the Albuquerque Theater Guild's website, abqtheater.org. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.